Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims fires to first and picks off Campaneris. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Joe Rudy. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 2 in the game. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is walked intentionally. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Joe Askew pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Joe Askew. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Harper steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and has Harper trapped. There's the throw to Green and over to Bando, who tags Harper for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Russ Snyder. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Tommy Harper now playing center field. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Cater reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cater moves to third. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to home to get Cater. Bando moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Rob Gardner now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Vicente Romo now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.